senior Garda has been appointed to oversee an investigation into an incident during which a COVID patient was encouraged to leave a County Donegal hospital against medical advice. Joe McCarron from Dunloe was readmitted to Letterkenny University Hospital a day later and put on a ventilator. He died on Friday without regaining consciousness. At his funeral yesterday, he was remembered for his many good deeds. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us. Paul, what happened to Joe McCarron? Hello, Paul. Sorry,
hello.
I wasn't sure if you were there.
You seem to have dropped out there, Gavin. Sorry about that. Joe McCarron was a 67-year-old man from Dunloe in County Donegal. He was a COVID-19 patient at Letterkenny University Hospital. Now, on Tuesday, September the 14th, he was encouraged to leave hospital against medical advice by another person. Video footage of Mr. McCarron discharging himself from hospital was posted online earlier this month, with another person apparently encouraging and facilitating that. Staff at the hospital told Mr. McCarron they were very worried about him. They pleaded with him not to leave. They told him it was a very difficult disease, COVID-19, and that his best chance of recovery was in hospital. His family were also very critical of what happened, and they subsequently encouraged people to follow medical advice. However, 2 days later, Mr. McCarron was readmitted to hospital. He was placed on a ventilator. His condition deteriorated, and he passed away, as you said, last Friday, and was laid to rest for the weekend.
What are Gardaí investigating?
There have been a number of incidents relating to activists spreading or attempting to spread disinformation about COVID-19 at Irish hospitals. Now, the Saolta Hospital Group, which is responsible for Letterkenny University Hospital, has expressed grave concerns about the impact of COVID-19 and people who deny the effect of it, and activists who deny not only the dangers that the disease poses, but also the danger that this is posing to staff and patients at hospitals. The Saolta Group won't comment on individual cases, but it says it endeavours to facilitate patient visiting when possible. But incidents like this are highly disruptive, and there have been at least two incidents at the hospital in Letterkenny. Now, the Gardaí had already commenced an investigation before Mr. McCarron passed away. They had appointed a senior investigating officer to examine these incidents to see if any criminal offences may have been committed. Now, as part of this investigation, they'll speak to medical staff at the hospital, family members. They'll also source the video, seek to identify and interview those who were on that video. It's not yet clear what crime may have been committed, if indeed any crime may have been committed, but there is an offence of endangerment where the statute book says a person shall be guilty of an offence if they intentionally or recklessly engage in conduct which creates a substantial risk of death or serious harm to another. So it's possible that they may be looking at a potential commission of endangerment. The sentence for that in the district court is 12 months. In the circuit court, the sentences are higher, up to 7 years in prison. But it's this investigation has only commenced, and there's no evidence at this stage that any crime has or may have been committed.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.